This week on Under Construction with Chadwicks.
This week we're finding out about innovation and tech in large-scale construction with a focus on bathrooms.
Seatbelts on. Check your mirrors. Volume up. Up. The Under Construction podcast with Aidan Power and Fred Cook starts now.
So Fred, the bathroom, or the washroom, as the Americans say, or the jacks as we like to put it, it's sometimes not a happy place for you, is that right?
No, it is. It's probably, when I do a gig on stage and I come off stage and go straight to the toilet and go into the cubicle, I never get a more honest review of my show at that moment, because this guy's just lined up against the urinals, either praising me or giving out crap. So it can be horrific or fantastic. I can never tell.
So that is the best and worst place to find out if you've bombed or if you've done a great show.
Exactly, yeah. But saying that now, you know what I mean? Because toilets aren't that bad. They can be a great place or they can be a terrible place. Mm-hmm. Like, I was on this toiletinspector.com. Have you seen this? It's a global website that reviews toilets.
Hey, Fred, we've all gone down rabbit holes, but I've yet to find myself on toiletinspector.com. Do you recommend it? What's on there?
Well, it's worth your while if you're on holidays. Like, for example, all the toilets are marked out of 40. So, the greatest toilet on this website, the best toilet in the world, according to this website, is the Shard in London. Do you know the Shard is the tallest building?
Yes.
It's like, but the beautiful thing about this is because it's a massive, do you know, it's like a massive long pyramid. So the higher you go up, the smaller space you go towards the top. So for some reason, it's like the very peak of the Shard is where the toilet is, right? This little triangular toilet. And it's amazing. If you looked at the picture, just Google it, the Shard toilet. It's like sitting on a cloud. It's like having a poo on a cloud looking over London. It's absolutely incredible. And like, this is, it got full points for clean floor, odor, running water, toilet roll. This is just amazing. So then I was like, oh, wow.
It got points for running water.
That's
Random
the thing, yeah.
For this the is Shard toilet, wow.
Well, that's the thing. I was like this is a free experience as well. Like, you pay for your food and whatnot, but you get to use it. So it's worth it just to sit down and close the door and meditate for 10 minutes. And then, right. So then I was like thinking, okay, so this is in England. So what about Ireland? So I looked at the website. Now, the only toilets that are reviewed in Ireland on this website are in Letterkenny, Donegal. For some reason, someone must have took the day out to review toilets in Letterkenny, Donegal. So it's all the pubs and all the restaurants in Donegal, right? So right. That's it. I mean, if you want to sit down and have a good bit of space yourself, the Shard in the UK is the place to go, or Letterkenny in Donegal.
Well, Fred, I've been doing my own research into toilets this week as well. Not reviews of them, but what are the best and indeed the most expensive. So where do you think the most expensive toilet in the world is?
In the world, I'd say, just for decadence, I'd say Dubai. That's where I'm thinking, Dubai.
Okay, well, by saying world, I'm probably not being specific enough, because it's not actually on planet Earth. It's on this International Space Station.
I thought you were going to say Longford.
The Jax on the International Space Station is worth $19 million,
wow,
built by the Russians in 2008. But anyway, back down here on planet Earth, many in the super toilet industry consider this to be the world's best toilet. It is the Kula Nummi. It'll set you back around 7,000 euro, and it has many, many features, including an automatic lid that will open and close using its sensor, an integrated air dryer, has a deodorizer. It also has a dock for music, so you can plug your phone in, and it has a touch screen that you can watch Netflix on for the ultimate toilet experience. Now, with that said, there's been a lot of innovation and technology brought into bathrooms over the last 2 or 3 years. Some of it has been brought about because of COVID, some because of Brexit, and some because of changing attitudes in society. So this week, we'll find out more about that from our guests, both of whom work with some very large-scale projects here in Ireland.
Trade Talk, tips and banter. This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
So first, let's get to our photo of the week, where you WhatsApp us a photo of some work that you are proud of, so proud that you want to share it with everyone listening. So if you look at your phone or whatever device you're listening on right now, you should see a photo of a skylight that looks like it's splitting a house in half. And here is Thomas Devitt to tell us more about the job he did.
Hi, and this is Thomas from Devitt Construction. Here's a picture of one of our recent projects. It has a huge skylight that meets a vertical pane, and this is not only great looking, but it helps throw a lot of light from the very back of the extension right the way through into the middle of the house that's lacking all the windows. So it looks great and it actually serves a purpose.
Move over, Dermot Bannon. Let there be light. You impressed, Fred?
Joe, I heard that, back maybe like 150 years ago, you had to pay more taxes for more windows you have. So tax is not a problem for this guy here. It's unbelievable. Savage.
Wow, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
More glass, more tax. Interesting. Well, Thomas, well done. And thanks for sharing that particular photo with us. And if you'd like to share a photo of some work that you are proud of, you can send us a WhatsApp and a voice note telling us all about it. Our number is 087 77 54 555. And that number, as always, is in the show description.
Under construction with Chadwicks. Over 40 stores nationwide, so we're always local.
Right, let's get into chatting about innovation and technology in construction, with a particular focus on bathrooms in large-scale construction projects like hotels, office blocks, hospitals, and so on. And sharing her 20 years' experience and the big changes that she's seen, particularly in the last 2 years, is Trina McHugh from Ideal Standards. Trina, welcome. How are you?
Good, thank you, Aidan.
What have you noticed, Trina, in the last number of years about how your industry has changed, and perhaps that's regulation, perhaps that's societal attitudes? We talk about, you know, inclusivity, gender identity, things like that. How has that impacted in the bathroom area?
Well, just say, for example, with apartments, I would definitely say that a huge amount of apartments and hotel, which would be we would describe as high rise, are pretty much off-site construction now. So the bathroom is manufactured in a facility off-site. So basically like nearly Lego, and then they crane it in to the building. So then they only just literally have to connect the pipework to the main pipework in the building. So a huge amount of construction is going off-site.
Why is that?
I suppose if you think, for example, if you were building an apartment block in Dublin city centre, you would have restrictions around travel, parking, you know, having a huge amount of, say, labour in a small area, time, a lot of things. It just quickens up the process and it makes more sense to have everything off-site. So like in some cases, a lot of these pods, that's what they call them, are coming in from Italy, Spain, Poland. We do have in the past 18 months, maybe 5 or 6 pod manufacturers now established in Ireland. But prior to that, over the past 5 years, was very few of them. So that's a huge change in the construction industry.
And what about single-sex toilets, contained cubicles, schools, etc.? It's a hot topic and a contentious topic for some people as well. Is that an area you have to deal with?
Yeah, so the Department of Education just in April are after issuing new guidelines around construction of new schools and upgrading of existing schools. So going forward, there won't be boys and girls toilets in new construction. It will be single-sex, unisex, WCs. So they will be self-contained cubicles, ceiling to floor, in some cases with a wash hand basin within the cubicle. In other cases, you'll have like a washing area outside, but maybe like one entrance, like not having like just one entrance into the bathroom as well, having dual entrances into the bathroom, which is all around, you know, people not feeling vulnerable in bathrooms, that kind of thing. In public spaces and office buildings, there's a lot of these self-enclosed cubicles now where you don't have wash trough areas where people are standing side by side. So buildings that are being designed now, a lot of them will have a WC and a washing basin within the cubicle, which will also double up as a unisex or a gender neutral toilet space.
Okay, so the impact of COVID is not exclusively why bathroom design is changing, but perhaps it's quickening the pace?
Yeah, so you have twofold. So projects that I say would be working on at the moment at pre-tender stage, they call them, which is before, just at design stage. Like they realistically won't go to site for a minimum of 2 years. So what you have at the moment is you have projects that are probably starting on site that they're doing COVID reviews on. So where can we make changes? So biggest changes would be around non-touch, sensor flushing toilets, sensor taps, anything that requires nobody to touch anything really. And a lot of those reviews are going on with existing projects. With new projects, they're putting those elements in right from the get-go. So there's no need to change them. There is obviously a cost uplift involved, and this technology can be expensive. But like, for example, we would have had one range of sensor taps over the past number of years called SensorFlow. Recently, we're after bringing in a budget range. And we also then are after bringing in a new device called IntelliMix, which is a soap and a water device in one. So you're getting your soap and your water out of the one device, which is all non-touch.
Right. Okay. And then maybe that leads us on nicely to water conservation. When you talk about the IntelliMix there, what innovations are we seeing in that area?
Yeah, I mean, basically with a lot of the foreign direct investment coming into Ireland, and you would see those like big tech companies in particular and pharma companies hoovering up a lot of the office space, they're looking for what's called LEED compliance, which is an American accreditation all around making your building more environmentally friendly. And obviously, from our perspective, how you would do that is reducing the water. You would see like taps going down as low as 1.3 litres a minute, where a normal tap, to put it in perspective, would have been around 5 litres a minute. And that was even restricting it at 5 litres a minute. So it's a huge drop off in the volume of water that's being used. Waterless urinals are going to be the big thing going forward. Again, to put it in perspective, a couple of years ago, we had one waterless urinal on our range. We now have six. So it's definitely the way it's going to go. Toilets flushing as low as, on a full flush, 4 litres of water. But as I always say, every action has a reaction. In my opinion and in our experience, if you're going to flush less water through the toilet, you should flush as much as you can, even with savings, because all you're going to do is push a problem down the line. You still have...
Literally. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing, but I think we all understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yes, so yes. It is a really glamorous business, this, Aidan. So unfortunately, yes, shit does roll downhill. So, you know, you can end up with a big pile of it somewhere. So, yeah, it is a big change. We can achieve a lot of it. We can adapt a lot of our product to achieve the LEED. And I would work with, they have LEED consultants on a lot of the larger projects. So I'd work with those guys to say, right, this is what we have. How can we achieve LEED? And if we can't achieve it with the product that's proposed or specified, we offer another product to achieve the water saving.
Just another quick one on COVID before we move on. Has COVID affected the manufacturing of bathroom products?
Massively. Like everything. I mean, I know everyone was queuing for toilet rolls and all sorts of things like that. But, you know, there is humans making this product. So we have factories all over Europe. Our product is primarily made in Europe. Italy, Germany make our taps. The UK, we have huge manufacturing facilities in the UK, Italy, Bulgaria. So when COVID hit, every region had different restrictions. So our factories literally on a Monday in a lot of these countries just shut down, which means there's no, it's clay that goes into a machine that's fired. They just stopped making it. It's like a bakery not baking bread anymore, you know? So the orders still build up. And obviously because of the situation we had, you saw that rapid build hospital that was done in London. All Armitage shanks, sinks and taps went in there. There was hundreds of them. So like we were still under huge pressure to produce medical taps, medical basins, which then became our primary product that we had to manufacture. So all the other product, which again, to put it in perspective, we make 9,000 products in our range. It's huge. So we focused on what was needed immediately for the hospitals, like the HSC. We supplied about 500 medical basins here in Ireland to the HSC to upgrade all their facilities, to put COVID pop-up testing centres, all needed medical basins, the City West Hospital that they put in. So we were really busy and we were able to supply it, but it did put the manufacturing under huge pressure, where you went from 12-hour shifts. They had to then start running the factories 24 hours a day, which meant, you know, more shifts, more labour, you know, increased costs, basically. And that's why the cost of construction has gone up and the cost of product has risen over the past 18 months.
Trina, thank you for sharing some of the innovation and technology that we're seeing in large scale projects. It's been fascinating, but don't go anywhere because you'll be taking on our pod quiz very soon.
Under construction with Chadwicks. New episodes every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a competition going on where we want to sort you out with something in Chadwicks that maybe is a luxury or has been on your wish list. Something you want but don't want to drop a couple of hundred quid on it. And we call that thing the Tool of Dreams. Now, each week for the crack, we set Fred a challenge to come up with a jingle in the style of someone famous. And seeing as we're talking about bathrooms this week, Fred, I would like you to base your song on a singer or a band who've had a number one or a number two in the charts. What do you reckon?
Well, I guess the first that comes to mind is U2. One love, one life.
Yeah, too obvious. And we did Bono last week, so.
Oh, yeah.
Right, put on your guitar and sing about an artist or a band who've had a number one or a number two. Take it away.
I got it. Tool of Dreams, the one and only. So send us your joke today. Tool of Dreams, the one and only. And if you're not funny, that's still okay. Tool of Dreams today.
Oh, brilliant. The one and only Chesney Hawks. And I like that. Even if it's not funny, send it in as well. Right, to get your Tool of Dreams, we're asking you to send us a voice note on WhatsApp with your joke or funny story. The number is 087-7754-555. And the 10 that we use across the podcast series will all go into a draw in a few weeks' time to win. So here's this week's contender. It's Jonathan Gibson in Monaghan.
So a guard walking down O'Connell Street and he sees two people pissing on the side of a building, and he goes over to them and he says, "Lads, I'm taking your names and addresses." And he asks the first guy, he's like, "What's your name?" And he goes, "It's Dermot McLaughlin." And he goes, "What's your address?" And he says, "No fixed abode." And he says, "You, what's your name?" And he says, "Dermot O'Kennedy." And he says, "What's your address?" "Oh, I live in the apartment above Declan."
Oh, God, I didn't know where that one was going. Fred, you're the comedian. What's your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, brilliant, brilliant. It makes no sense, and that's why I love it. It's so out there, isn't it?
All right, if you have a joke that beats that, and I'm sure you'd be listening going, "I can beat that," well, send us a WhatsApp message with your joke, 087-7754-555, and that number, as always, is in our show notes description.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Continuing our theme of bathrooms in large construction projects like hotels or office blocks, let's find out how Chadwicks fit into the equation. So to tell us more about the challenges and how they overcome them, here is Chadwicks Key Account Manager for Commercial Sanitary Ware, Jennifer Bonus. Jennifer, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Very well, thanks. That's a mighty fine job title you have.
Mighty fine job title. Very long job title, but mighty fine.
Yes. And it's accurate. So what kind of scale of projects do Chadwicks supply to? How big?
Oh, you know, I think with Chadwicks, like, we have such a diverse market when it comes to large scale projects. We could do anything from a 10 bed refurb in a hospital all the way to a 400 bed new build hospital, like, you know, which is massive, like, but every one of them is definitely a learning experience along the way, you know. So
let's talk about the different types of bathrooms, because not all bathrooms were created equal, and what considerations you need to keep in mind for the different ones. So let's, you mentioned hospitals, let's start there. What are the considerations for a hospital bathroom that would differ?
Oh, look, hospitals are, like, unique, really, because they're a very, like, I think it's a very uniformed, there's no messing around with it, and that's it. It has to be correct. But I definitely think when it comes to, like, the likes of hotels, especially, you know, you have different grades of hotels. You could have a really upmarket hotel, which would be absolutely fantastic, because you get to kind of use your imagination a bit more. You know, you get to see how the other half lives. You get to see things that you'll never have in your own bathroom. And I think that's fascinating, you know, and you get, and I think in places like for upmarket restaurants, hotels, bars even, they really set the trend for what the current market situation is. A lot of it is brass at the moment, so you'll have wall-mounted, gorgeous brass taps. Obviously, a majority of them now are all sensor-operated. Like, you literally can walk into a bathroom now and not press a button. You can go and you can go into the bathroom, you can flush the toilet with a, you know, using your hand, sensor flush operated. You come out, wash your hands, sensor operated. You go to use the soap, it's sensor operated. And then you dry your hands and it's sensor operated. So you literally can like walk through a whole bathroom and never touch anything now. Like, it's fascinating now, like, you know, how far it's moved on and where we are, especially in this current climate. Like,
what's the wildest or most intriguing order you've had for a hotel? Have you put a go? Is there a gold toilet anywhere in a hotel in Ireland?
You know what? No, not that I know of. If there is, I'd like to see it. But like, I definitely think, look, I mean, going back when the, you know, Celtic Tiger days, like, you know what I mean? There was like, you know, one particular hotel I was dealing with at the time, and they used to fly in this German architect every Monday morning. And he used to fly out every Friday evening again. And he had like some of the, at the time you would think that they were mad ideas. They were completely out there. But like, he was probably ahead of his time. Like, and another time, this upmarket restaurant decided black toilets was the way to go, you know. But obviously, you're looking at them in a brochure, or you're looking at them in the screen, and they look beautiful. And I'd get these imported from Italy, like, and so you put them into the toilet cubicles, but walnut furnishings around, so it's all dark. So you literally can't see the toilet bowl. Like, so people couldn't see the toilet. The seats had to be changed and I had to put a white seat and cover on a black toilet so people could actually see it. Like, you know, that always stuck out in my head because I was like, oh, but anyway, you know, these things happen. Like, it's all a learning process. Like,
now, when it comes to sanitary ware, what are the big sellers at the moment?
Sensor, everything sensor operated seems to be a big seller, you know. I mean, at one point there, like at the height of the COVID, like you were going to wait 12 weeks for a sensor operated soap dispenser. Like, do you know what I mean? So like, it was massive business. All of a sudden, everybody wanted touch-free soap dispensers, touch-free taps. So you would have had like a lot of refurbs, like for people were doing like doing new fit outs that might have just been putting in like a non-concussive or or a mechanical operated tap. All of a sudden they're putting in sensor operated. So obviously there's, look, with that comes uplifts and costs as well too. But like, I mean, the long-term, you know, the long-term product is better really, like if you're looking at it like that, to put in sensor. And I think definitely for people, sensor seems to be the way to go right now because of COVID as well too.
What's coming down the pipe? No pun intended, for the next year or two. Aidan gave me that very joke. Good. Aidan gave it to me. So if you think it's a weak joke, that's Aidan's joke.
You know what? I honestly, I just definitely think that technology is out there. Like, I mean, it's going to be the way to go. I think we're going to have like, you know, there's wash and dry toilets, right? And wash and dry toilets really is something of the future. Like, people are using them now, but I don't think they're being used enough, like in certain situations. It can offer so many independent living for longer in an aging population as well, that people that mightn't have been able to stay at home before in their own house, because, you know, for whatever reason, you have a wash and dry toilet, like, and it can change like people's environment around them and make life easier. And it's not just for independent living. It's for like, you know, you can program your toilets. Like, you can know, you could have like a built-in bidet as well. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's like technology, I think, for bathrooms. And also as well too, like obviously with housing crisis and stuff like that, you know, people are having a smaller space to live in, which means like you could have a situation where you'll have a toilet that will have a basin on top of the toilet. So like to cut down for your space. So like you'll have a toilet and you'll have a basin and a tap nearly all in one, like together, like, you know, that's where the market, I think, will be heading for the future. Like,
wow. So there's been huge innovation. And I don't mean to be trite or vulgar in how I phrase this. I certainly don't mean to be. But we're living in a cashless society, a paperless society. Is it the end of the toilet paper society, toilet paper industry? Is basically, I'm saying, will we get to the day where we won't be wiping our own butts?
You know what? People laugh, but if you at what's going on in Japan and China and places like that and where they are with their toilets, I definitely think, you know what, it will become more economical, maybe not to use toilet paper all the time, and that people will have a situation where you won't have a public toilet with loads of toilet rolls, that maybe you will go in and you will have a situation where you will have like a built-in bidet and you will be dried afterwards in the same toilet. That is a possibility. Oh, well, I think it is anyway. So, you know, so maybe, because we have to think of the future, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, be economical with your water. So, and also like you have to be economical with your paper. Who knows where we'll be? There you go.
Interesting times ahead. And indeed at the moment, Jennifer Bonus, Key Account Manager for Commercial Sanitary Ware at Chadwicks. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much.
The Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Get it automatically by clicking the follow button on your podcast app right now.
Yeah, Trina McHugh from Ideal Standards is back with us to take on our pod quiz. Now, Trina, you are playing on behalf of one of our Chadwicks customer. If you win, they get a customised answering message by Fred Cook. Now, this week, we are playing for Emmas, and he is a plumber from Cork. Fred, you got a song in mind for Emmas? Should Trina win?
All I could think about was Cork and work, plumber and bummer. So, Emmas. I couldn't write an Emmas. But we'll see what happens.
Okay. I think we're going to hear bummer at some point. Well, let's find out if Trina is going to win Emma the prize. Trina, you've got to get three questions right in 60 seconds. Good luck. Your time starts now. Question one. How old is Armitage Shanks?
200 years.
We will accept. It's 204.
Trina, what kind of key is commonly used to assemble flat pack furniture?
An Allen key.
Yes.
Fantastic.
What word is the name of a Guns N' Roses guitarist and a way that we might say in Ireland that we're going to the loo?
Slash.
Yes.
In the USA, which F is a common word for tap?
Faucet.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
King Farah. All right, Trina, who presents the RTÉ TV show DIY SOS?
I'm going to say Baz. I can't pronounce the second name.
Ashmawi.
Ashmawi. Sorry, yes. Baz.
True or false? The world's largest famous toilet inventor is Thomas Crapper.
True.
Fantastic. Yeah, yes. True. He held patents for the floating ballock and invented the U-bend.
Well, Trina, well done. So that means Emmas, our plumber in Cork, gets his voicemail from Fred Cook. Fred, zip up and put on your guitar and let's hear your song.
You've reached the phone of Emmett from Cork. Leave a message. I know it's a bummer, but I'm so busy, busy at work, busy being a plumber. Yeah, leave a message.
Bummer plumber. Nicely done, Fred. Trina, congratulations. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, if you'd like Fred to do your voicemail message, just send us a WhatsApp to 087 77 54 555. And as always, you'll find that number in the show description.
This is the Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Ireland's leading builders merchants and home improvement specialists.
Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Fred, what did we learn?
Do you know what I learned, Aidan? I guess with toilets and COVID, we have to be so careful now where we put our hands and stuff, that toilets have become the new chocolate muffins for me now. I'm not allowed to touch them.
Well, thank you to Trina McHugh from Ideal Standard, Jennifer Bonus from Chadwicks, and to you for listening. Remember, if you want our WhatsApp number to win our competition, the Tool of Dreams, or send in your photo of the week, our contact details are in the show notes, along with all the details and links for our show today. We will be back with another podcast next Monday, and remember to hit the follow button on your podcast app to get Under Construction every week. Until next time, for me, Aidan Power, and Fred Cook, enjoy the rest of your week.
Slán.
The Under Construction Podcast is produced by dustpod.ie for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of our 40-plus stores nationwide or visit us online at chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks, let's get it done.